Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Dude, Smiley Kaufman for 61. Wow.
I'm Smiley Kaufman, and this is The Smiley Show.
Welcome back to The Smiley Show. And, I mean, Smiley, is picking winners supposed to be hard? What does high score mean? Did we break it?
I thought you were in trouble there for a minute. I was thinking, man, this was a lock with Akshay getting the win, being six up after nine holes. And turned out we ended up having one of the best Sundays of the year. Would have never expected it after what Denny McCarthy did on that back nine.
All right, let's stop there first and explain the audio quality. You are in Dallas Love Field Airport right now and route from the Valero Texas Open to Augusta, Georgia for the Masters, where we're both going to be live and in person this week. We have a show at T-Bone Steakhouse late night on Tuesday that we're super pumped about. We'll tell you about later on the show. You're fresh off that golf course. I'm fresh off the course of Palmetto in Aiken, South Carolina. Played a delightful little round at Kevin Kisner's home club to warm up for the week here in Augusta, and was watching the coverage. You were, of course, in the booth this week for Golf Channel, for NBC Sports, alongside Dan Hicks. And we were listening to your call on 18 as Denny McCarthy makes that birdie putt to send it to 20 under, and Akshay answers to send this to a playoff. I mean, how electric was that back 9-28 from Denny McCarthy in a tournament where we were like, this thing's put away. Like, let's go ahead and book it. Akshay won the tournament.
Yeah, it was over. We were all, especially after Akshay made a bounce back birdie at number 11. I mean, he got it back to five then. And we're thinking, you know, this thing is over. Because going into the day when he got off to such a hot start, he birdied one, birdied two, birdied four. And so we're like just trying to couple up with every single piece of info we have on Akshay Bhatia, because we're thinking we're going to have a lot of fill time of selling Akshay Bhatia, which is great. Like, he's an incredible player, but also we were just prepared for a blowout. And it was a blowout, and then all of a sudden, Denny McCarthy said, hold on, I'm here. And it started with this big putt on 12, and then an incredible iron shot on 13. And then, dude, the chip in at 15 was just insane. Incredible birdie at 16, easy birdie at 17. And, I mean, seven birdies in a row, like, all that was insane, but I never would have pictured that the playoff could be as nuts as it possibly was. Like, we had the Spieth drama on 18 the day before, which was just absurd. And then we have on 18, like, when we go to commercial, we find out that Akshay had asked one of the rules officials for his PT guy to come out. We're like, what in the world? What are you talking about? Like, we didn't see anything that, because in our brains, we're like, what happened? And we find out it's a shoulder, and we were like kind of speculating, did he do it on the fist bump, which is a tough scene, by the way.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'll just kind of finish up through the playoff, though. I mean, it was a layup. I like layups for both guys, and 100 yards. I really thought Denny was going to stuff it in there to like a foot. I could not believe the result when he hit that golf shot. I mean, it wasn't a hard shot, but pressure, I guess. That's the only thing you could kind of link it to. But then you also say, well, he had pressure over the last 2 hours and made eight out of the last nine birdies in a row. So you're like, he was able to handle that pressure. Just a lapse of concentration or just golf. I don't know. But and then we have Akshay, who says, you know what? I saw him hit in the water, but you know what? I'm going to go get taped up and ice myself before hitting an 85-yard shot. And I'm just like, what is going on? You're not going to, like, your shoulder isn't going to hurt that bad on this 85-yard shot to where you don't need to ice yourself. And he goes and gets taped up and then hits the shot, and he flushes it, obviously hits it to 4 feet and has a get three putt to win the golf tournament. Just insane, dude. Like, what a ridiculous golf tournament.
That was so perplexing to me, because if you think about it, he only had one. After watching Denny hit in the water, he really only has one full swing left that isn't even a full swing. It's just probably a little abbreviated wedge swing.
It was over.
Hit it up there. Just you know, hit a little chill, hit a long chip with a long club up there and just two putt it. You're good. And that blew my mind. And yeah, I mean, it, kind of to your point with Denny, and you were saying on the broadcast, I mean, it looked like, you know, we were going to have that he was going to be the one putting the pressure on Akshay, because we thought we have no idea what's happening with the shoulder and the decision to ice himself. All added to the drama of the finish there, which was, you know, awesome stuff leading into a Masters week. Akshay plays himself into the Masters for the first time, which is kind of wild. I was wondering, in looking at that playoff record, because, you know, they displayed that as they headed to that first playoff hole, sudden death, where Akshay was 1-0 and Denny is 0-1, but not sure the stats there really tell the full picture, right? Because Akshay, I believe, beat Patrick Rogers in that opposite field event last year. And it was Denny who, of course, famously went up against Victor Hovland rounding into form last year at the Memorial. But, you know, here we come down the stretch, and even though very different situations, you know, Denny contending in a higher profile tournament, it did look like maybe the pressure gets to him there. And he doesn't hit the shot. I mean, that was just perplexing.
It was, dude. I mean, it's a 100-yard shot. And I said this on air. Like, if he had 100 golf balls, I mean, I think he hits one in the water. Like, I think he hits one shot like that, and it just happened to be that one. So, yeah, it's got to be really hard for Denny, because he's good enough to win on the PGA Tour. It just hadn't happened yet. You know, it's somebody had to lose this week, and the most ridiculous stat I've ever read in my entire life, I tweeted it. I don't want to, if you're able to pull it up on Twitter, I would love for you to read it out, because it's the most insane stat of how much strokes gain both of these two guys had this week. Like, I think they would have won 167 events.
Correct. this is from at Rick Rungood on Twitter. Denny McCarthy and Akshay Bhatia both gained 21.15 strokes to the field, which would have been good enough to win each of the last 167 PGA Tour events, including majors. And you know, as you put it on Twitter as well, it's a real shame that one of those guys had to lose. And it was tough from a – it's also tough. Let's really kind of turn this back and focus on ourselves, you know, because that's the most important part here. It was tough to see a friend of the pod and a dear one and Denny McCarthy lose. I mean, he was great to come on and gave us some really cool stuff about the process of putting. I mean, that's one, if you're trying to kind of figure out you know, some stuff on the green, going back and listening to that podcast or watching it would be a really good one, because he gave you some really good stuff there. So tough to see a friend of the pod go down. But, you know, perhaps a future and new friend of the pod here in Akshay Bhatia, especially after hitting our fourth out of seven one and done picks. And also the Fridays with Smiley bump.
We got our first
continues.
win.
I mean,
we
that
got our first win.
It you know, some might say, hey, you were riding the front runner there after getting him on Friday after watching two rounds.
I got a 5-shot lead, so yeah, good on me, you know.
I saw you trying to derail my one and done train by asking him, hey, do you have any trouble sleeping? Are you
Listen, it's kind of hard to interview a guy with a 5-shot lead. You know, I think I brought up, you know, like, the Masters has got to be on your mind. You know, what are you doing to not think about that? The Rory interview was way easier to do than Akshay, just because Rory we had so much, but Akshay we had so much that he had on his mind that it's like, how do I tiptoe around things? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, well, I want to get back to the Rory interview, because, boy, do we have a highlight in the middle of that one. But first, I have to just briefly, I have to give you, this is a little segment we're calling good news and bad news. Okay, so I'm going to start with the good news. Is Corey Conner's got you 30.25 FedEx Cup points this week in the one and done. The bad news is you're now 1,100 points behind. If my 7-week
with the win
with Steven Yeager.
So how many points do I have?
You have 885 points, and I have 1,992.
Dude, through 7 weeks, that's really good. Like,
yes,
You're having quite the run right now. I'll have to give you credit.
Let me say it this way, Smiley. If you were a player on the PGA Tour that had made 7 starts this season, you'd be 10th in the FedEx Cup.
Are you kidding, Scotty?
And I'd still be 2nd behind Scotty. Which is yet another.
That puts things in perspective. It really does.
You know, if you were questioning Scotty's brilliance in any way, shape, or form, please don't, because he's a robot. He's a golf robot. This is what I wanted to kind of get to from the Roy interview as well. We're going to kind of ping pong around here because this is basically going to be our big Valero Texas Open recap before we do a live show kind of previewing the Masters from T-Bone Steakhouse, as mentioned. Now, bear with me here. I'm going to try to share my screen. Working on one screen this week here as we are, you know, in different places. But I want to share something with you and get your reacts to it. So here is an excerpt of Fridays with Smiley, the edition in which Rory McIlroy joined you. Here we go.
What's he looking at here, Roars?
Yeah, it's so that's just wind. You know, that's probably a left or right. Oh. We've all been there.
Oh man!
I must say,
Jimmy Walker. Obviously, like we're cutting over to him on the 8th hole, and I see like he's not under par, and so I'm thinking it was a weird cut in because I think it was the first golf that we had shown with Rory to where he's going to call some golf on another hole, and I thought if anything we would be going to watch Max Homa's group. Like, hey, let's cut over to where Max is and let's call a shot on his hole. And when we flip over there, I hear like in my ear, it's like, hey, we're going to go 8. Like, hey, we're going to go to 8. Like, we got to get there. And so I didn't know if I was expecting that. I was maybe expecting like a brutal whip out, but that was awesome. Like, that was awesome.
Well, and so I have a statement for you and a question for you. My statement for you is, do you remember from the Wyndham Clark interview when he talked about doing the same thing with the lab putter and it's the way that shaft inserts into the head
where you
can't unshaft? It's like once you break it, it's broken. So the first thing I thought as soon as he popped it was that interview you did with Wyndham where like, oh, yeah, don't do that to a lab putter. That's not ever going to end well with that type of putter. Wow. Second is, do you know what type of club he putted with the rest of the round? I couldn't figure out if he would. Do you know if he started on the front or the back? Because if he started on the front, he could have had, you know, at least 9 plus holes of putting with a wedge.
That's a good question. I probably could look at the stats and be able to figure it out pretty quickly, though. If he's got like a 50 footer and had like 16 feet per par or something like that, then you have to figure that he had 11 more holes left to go.
I mean, just truly amazing stuff. Like those moments, I love that. I love the drive, chip, and putt highlight from Akshay. Any other kind of, you know, things you want to hit on in terms of that Friday with Smiley's thing? Because that's if I'm correct, that's kind of the end of the NBC run of those kind of Friday hits for now, right?
We shall see.
Oh,
we shall see.
If you're listening to the podcast, not watching on YouTube, first of all, go to YouTube, like, subscribe, things of that nature. Second, Smiley just took a very a pregnant pause there. So just
I don't have an answer for you, but I also I don't know. We'll see. But
stay tuned. Watch this space.
So I'll say that Rory was really good. Awesome that he sent us some videos for us to like diagnose.
That was so cool. So cool.
We kind of brought the Smiley Show to the set that day to kind of get a little golf nerdy, and it just helped. I think anybody that was watching, it's like cool to see what he's working on and him explain it. And I'm trying to think what else with Rory that was really fun. We had a really good back and forth, and happy that he did it. But also Akshay, I remember just thinking after that, just like, dude, this guy's like super confident. I think that was the one thing, my takeaway with him is I've known Akshay a while. Like, I've gotten to know him better over the last 6 months. I'd say I understand him better. I really am just so impressed at how good he is at golf, but it takes a certain type of person to be a 17-year-old turn pro and not go to college and get to this point, already have 2 wins under his belt. I just don't think we're giving him enough credit for how good he is. He's he's all that, man. And I haven't really put him in that pedestal of a guy that could be on a President's Cup team this year. Just I haven't mentally gotten that far with Akshay. But there's no doubt. I think it's just that he's just so young, and he's still growing. He's still maturing. And I think we saw this week a dude that's starting to put all the pieces together with his team. I mean, this guy's going to have a top caddy at some point. You know, he's had so many different caddies. His caddy just left him to go to Caleb Surratt's bag on Live Golf Tour. So, you know, I think for him, just being able to play on the PGA Tour full time this year, you're starting to see what he can do. You know, and I think him winning this week and that big putt he hit on 18, dude, that's two putts now he's hit in big moments on the 18th green. Did it the Barracuda. He made like a 10 to 15 footer to win that event. So it's impressive. He's got some stones, man.
Dude, I mean, that switch, that broomstick, that jailbird broomstick, fusing the two hottest putting trends of the last year into one and finding some success there has been super cool. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's an interesting one. A number of things in there that I kind of would want to unpack. One is on the caddy side. I mean, is this a guy, are we too early to kind of, you know, speculate as to whether Bones is trying to pick up a bag or go back to broadcast?
For this and if next you're Bones, week, maybe. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. It's hard. Yeah. That's a tough speculation to make on what Bones is going to do. I think I'd be surprised if Bones would be caddying next week for whether it's Akshay or not, because this guy is like loyal to Justin Sub that just won this week. So it'll be interesting to see who Akshay has.
Do you think he takes an Augusta National caddy? Like, I mean, is like local knowledge the most valuable thing he can have this week when he's done zero prep for the Masters because he wasn't in until he won?
If I were him, I would just get you on the bag. I mean, you literally can't miss. So just get Charlie Carey's bag.
I'd be happy to do it. For those of us watching on YouTube, we noticed you've now relocated. You were at your gate. You were mere minutes, maybe even moments away from boarding and flying on to the next destination. So we're going to keep the rest of this quick. I just wanted to show you one more clip. This is a segment that I am calling CSI TPC San Antonio. So without further ado, let's take a listen, okay?
All right, I'm at the scene of the crime here. At the 18th hole, this should look familiar. I've located the divot of Jordan Spieth. You can see.
There it is.
I mean, look at that.
Clubhouse.
Didn't that kind of put it in perspective?
Bad break,
right
though,
there?
Because if it was maybe even just a step further back in this area, he's got a clear shot at the green. Tough break, but the content was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, look at that.
the content. I mean, that's something you can say about almost any Jordan Spieth round. The content is always fantastic. Yeah, I love that. For me, I was like, oh, wow, that really – you see the highlights, and you see the absurdity of, as you put it so well on the broadcast, he hits it up on the roof and it runs down. It's like going in a gutter, and you're like, is this going to come out like some sort of, you know, Rube Goldberg machine, whatever it's called, and then pop out through his grandstand and come on the other side? But to see it from that angle of a professional golfer, you know, let alone one who's a multi-major winner, standing over the ball and be like, yeah, I think I'm just going to whack it over the top of that clubhouse. I mean – It's the Jordan Spieth experience, and it never fails to deliver.
I mean, dude, it was just so insane. Like the Spieth stuff on 18. I mean, you saw it right there. I think he almost outsmarted himself a little bit there, but it was almost like the most brilliant move of all time. That would have been like, oh my God, nobody else would have thought about doing that. And he was just one bad break away from it being like a brilliant move. And that's kind of like the line he drew there, which was just so close to being hilariously amazing, but also turned into a bit of a disaster.
This is rapidly turning into maybe one of my favorite podcasts we've ever filmed, because you were walking to another gate where they relocated you. Your phone's almost out of battery. We're getting a tour of Dallas Love Field Airport behind you. We got to get you out of here just really quickly. I just have two quick things. One is, everybody please tune in on a Wednesday morning. You're going to get a podcast and a YouTube episode that is going to be a taped show from T-Bone Steakhouse in Augusta, Georgia, which is absolutely iconic. And as part of that episode, you're going to get some picks for the Masters. I know that's why, like, probably most of you are here now, tailing those picks. Honestly, Smiley, it's too much pressure. I don't know if I want to make picks anymore. Like, I can only go down from here.
I mean, but, you heard Scotty, so it'd be interesting to see who you go with.
Yeah, I mean, you're going with Scotty, so at least the show's covered because he's absolutely going to win. But just any quick thoughts before you hop on the plane about the T-Bone show? Because, man, I cannot wait for this one.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think just kind of getting in depth of the field and kind of like who we're liking, who we're not liking for Augusta. You know, at this point, the weather on Tuesday, we'll have a general idea what the weather will be for Thursday through Sunday. And kind of, I'm going to do a little dive into the LIV guys and try to figure out who's playing good over there because I haven't gotten a chance to watch anything. Also, too, like, I'm kind of excited to see just in total, like, you know, the ratings and stuff at TV have just been down. What is it going to be for the Masters? You know, is it – where are we going to land on, like, is it getting the guys back? Is that going to be the thing that we realize, okay, this – we have the guys back, then the ratings go up? I don't know if that's the case. But that's a totally different conversation. But the T-Bones thing, just in general, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be electric. Cannot wait. Maybe some new segments, some new bits. We'll keep it fun. But you get out of here. Go catch your flight. Appreciate you taking the time to join from Dallas Love Field. For everyone else, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And tune in on Wednesday for our big Masters preview episode. See ya.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.